Sam Edmund. For LK Diesel Service, your Kubota generator and engine experts. Visit lkdiesel.com.au.
Right, now's your time. I'm going to do this from a text message point of view because I don't want to put them to air because it might be dangerous. I'm going to put this, if you've heard of a trade that is going around, because I am telling you, this is what I know to be true, that it is as active as it has ever been. Clubs, don't worry about who's contracted and who's in contract, who's out of contract. They see a person, they go after them. And that's the way it's going to be from now on, I would imagine. So if you've heard something, send it on text, 0433981116. We'll write it, we'll jot it down, and Phil Marshall can maybe follow up if he thinks there's any veracity to it.
We'll check them all out. What I would say is it's been happening not just the last, it's been happening all year. And all it's just that the media now, we get to this point of the year and our antennas are up a little bit more than they would be, say, in
We've been saying it here for a long time.
Yeah.
There's a positioning that takes place.
For sure, and all year round, not just this time of the year. But we're, as I say, we're getting some of the, about nine teams are about to leave the finals race.
So. And one of the only ways, one of the few ways you can improve your list is what is known as the trade period.
10 even. Exactly. So we'll start with Melbourne. Now, they're not going to play finals. They'll be
very
pretty active,
interested
actually.
To hear this.
So they'll definitely retain Nathan Jones on a reduced contract, but there's no issues there. He'll stay. Now, any interest they have had historically, and there has been some, in his brother Zach has well and truly cooled. So you won't see Zach Jones at Melbourne next year. Brad Hill, I believe, doesn't want to play there. So you can put a line through Hill joining the Melbourne Football Club, which means all their energy going...
Sorry, you could go.
Towards Ed Langdon at Fremantle. And
had a great last month.
Indeed. My mail is Ed Langdon is definitely leaving Fremantle.
Right.
So Langdon and Hill are definitely leaving Fremantle.
Yes.
Yeah, because Hill apparently will tell them next week that he's leaving.
And with Hill, we'll get to St Kilda in a moment, but with Ed Langdon, I think definitely leaving Fremantle. Now, there's been some positioning, as you would say, Tim, around him for several months. The Dogs, North Melbourne. Collingwood have the brotherly link, of course, with Tom Langdon. But I reckon Melbourne in the absolute box seat for him. Bradley Hill and the Saints. Damien Barrett reporting $900,000 a year. They are prepared to offer, haven't necessarily offered, but are prepared to offer. Also interested in Brad Crouch, but prepared to offer a first-round draft pick for Hill, which is an obvious starting point. He might be All-Australian this year. Isaac Smith, a lot of noise around him. He's contracted.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most asked about players in the comp, they reckon, just because of his running power. No movement at the station from a Hawthorn perspective. But the word is you never say never with Hawthorn because you can never be absolutely sure. But the interest is massive in Isaac Smith. So watch this space. Yep. You've talked about Johnny Patton, definitely on the move. I reckon you'd say $1.01 to join the Hawks. That will happen. Essendon, this is an intriguing one that was Jake Knowles reported overnight. Strong interest in a reunion with Paddy Ryder. Out of contract ruckman, of course, at Port Adelaide. Now, it was he and his partner that had cited welfare concerns over the supplement saga in 2014. That led to him leaving the Bombers. So a lot of water's gone under the bridge since then, but that might surprise a few that he'd be willing to go back to the Essendon Football Club. And maybe, Gary, before we leave the trade discussion for now, there's been a whisper around that Christian Petracca might actually be up for trade. But we can completely kill that right here and right now, can we not?
Your name came up in dispatches yesterday too with people I was talking about, the fact that you may know a lot about this story.
I know that it's bullshizing.
Okay, there you go. That probably was that. The bit that you were able to fill everybody in
on. Absolute. Someone put that to me. Ain't happening at all.
Well, he's one of those players that his name just keeps coming up, a bit like Isaac Smith. Ricky Henderson, a string of one-year deals over the years. If he doesn't get a multi-year deal this year to stay at Hawthorn, there's seriously something.
No, they won't give him a multi-year deal.
Just what? Another one.
I'll just give him another year deal and he'd be happy with that.
And would he be tempted? Would there be interest in him?
No.
No?
I think he'll stay there comfortably. He'll be happy there as long as they don't Lowball him too much. Brandon Ellis is an interesting one because I think, you know, if you think of if St Kilda are going to be prepared to pay $900,000 a year for Brad Hill, I don't know if that's every year or maybe just a front-ended contract. But Ellis is a very similar player in a lot of ways. I don't know whether he's got the absolute running power that Brad Hill has, but they're a similar player in a lot of ways, and you're not going to pay anywhere near that amount of money for Brandon Ellis if you can get him out of Richmond.
Well, Richmond aren't going to pay anywhere near even half that money to keep him. He's a restricted free agent at the end of this season. I'd be staggered if he was there next year. He'll seek some more security, Gary, I reckon.
McDonald Tipper Woody's name. I want you to go and chase this down. Keeps coming through on the text message.
Still hasn't re-signed, so that's another one for the Essendon Footy Club.
Know anything, Wispy? You know anything?
I know nothing about that other than the fact that they still haven't been able to get his signature. So that is, and I guess while it's still alive and there's a possibility that somebody's going to be able to offer him a massive contract, then that's going to be a difficult decision for the Bombers.
It's all heating up. We're at 7:30, we're going to do this. Are we going to continue to do this? We will this week, for sure.
I think if there's an appetite, if the SEN family want to hear it at 7:30.
Look at the text machine. There's an appetite. Well done, Overnight Sport and Trade Wrap for LK Diesel, your Kubota generator and engine experts. Fieldy back with questions without notice.
I think if I was Jared Healy, I'd be a little bit concerned about getting back in the main chair on the couch took place last night.
It was humming.
Not a great time to be taking a holiday, Jared. I don't care how big the swell might have been out there. There was a massive swell on the couch last night.
I'll give you having a laugh, Fieldy. Jack Silvani, not far away, signed a new 2-year deal with the Blues.